Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we are looking at Psalm 57. This is verses 1 through 5 today. And this psalm was written by David when he had fled from Saul into a cave. Remember, David ran from Saul for a decade. And here's a time when he runs into a cave in order to hide from Saul and Saul's elite army. Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. He sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. When David was a young boy, the prophet Samuel anointed him with oil, and I imagine whispered in his ear, David, you're going to be the next king of Israel. However, jealous King Saul did not accept the announcement. He chased David around the countryside, intent on killing him. And more than once, David found safety in a mountain cave. Although the cave provided temporary security, David confessed that his refuge was in God alone. And he demonstrated that to stay under the protective shadow of God's wings, and he was determined to stay under the protective shadow of God's wings until the disaster had passed. Living in the midst of lions and ravenous beasts, David cried out to God. He was confident that God would deliver him. Have you moved to the safety of your cave? Are you hiding to protect your emotions, protect your heart? Is someone or something chasing you and feel the need to retreat your mountainous cavern in order to survive? Well, let's turn to David's prayer, and let's turn David's prayer into a personal prayer. Lord, I've retreated to a hiding place, but I know that only you can provide help and protection. You alone are my refuge. Please have mercy on my situation. Go ahead and tell your situation to God, whatever it is. Someone or something is trying to destroy me, and they surround me. And I cry out to you, God Most High, please use this situation to fulfill your purposes in my life. Enclose me with your love and faithfulness. Be honored in the circumstances. I'm depending on you. In Jesus' name, amen.